Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the Pips, the Players, the Hustlers, the Podcasters, the People that Bust Them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. It's a football Friday, literally and figuratively. It's a football Friday everywhere. And I don't think people right now in Ghana or Cape Verde are very concerned with what happens with Kennesaw State and Jacksonville State tonight. I don't think they're really concerned about what happens in the SEC conference championship game or any other conference championship game, but we got billions of people watching the World Cup draw. It's a massive weekend for soccer/football this weekend. The World Cup draw is being this, so we're going to know who's playing who. And oh yeah, we've got like the biggest MLS Cup ever with Messi versus Thomas Mueller and the Inter Miami Football Club hosting the Vancouver Whitecaps. And oh yeah, it's conference championship weekend, and we're going to have a college football playoff bracket that's going to be set on Sunday morning. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had Rob Vino in the house with us. Rob, good to have you back. Last week we were off Thanksgiving. A couple of weeks ago there was a scheduling conflict, so good to have you back, Rob. How you doing?
Yeah, we're doing good today, Gabe. Huge weekend as far as college football is concerned. Certainly NFL gave us maybe an elimination game last night, Detroit-Dallas. College hoop, man, oh man, Gabe, it's in full force over the holidays, all those tournaments. It was like watching the NCAA Final 64 3 months early, some of those Except matchups. Better. You got to be happy with the way Michigan's playing, I'll say that much. They look like the best team in the nation right now.
Yeah, they really do. I'm really impressed by Duke, too. And we'll get your thoughts on that, Rob, because I've already got a Final Four sort of mapped out who I think are the four best teams in the country. But I just got to note, like, does Kevin Hart have to be part of everything? Like, this guy's got the best manager, like, in the country.
It's ridiculous, Gabe. Hey, honest to God, like, I see this guy. You're right. Every commercial,
he's got nothing
everything.
To do with soccer, bro.
Exactly.
Like, what are you doing here?
And the jokes. It's just, like, enough. Like, no, you said, no, the first thing that I said, I'm like, okay, why is Kevin Hart here? That's the first
also,
reaction I had.
If I was Kevin Hart's manager, like, was it a good idea to have him standing next to Heidi Klum? He looks like a dwarf.
A jockey, yeah.
So true. So true.
Like, he's not even, he's basically not, I didn't realize how tall Heidi Klum is. Like, he's not even at her hips.
Nope.
Like, it's comical to see him. I knew he was there, Rob. I was like, God, Kevin Hart. I'm like, God.
Here we go.
Kevin Hart, the other one is Robbie Williams, the British singer, like, I don't know. Maybe he's got a bunch of hits I don't know about. But, like, the guy had a hit, like, 20 years ago or something. But anytime there's a soccer event, like, I'm surprised Kylie Minogue isn't part of this. She's another one. Like, they had the same sort of cast of characters all the time that are involved with this. Now, like, here's Matthew McConaughey. Like, nobody's thinking, like, you know what? We need Matthew McConaughey. This isn't a Texas Longhorn game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean, Matthew?
So
like, what are we doing
like,
here?
What is this? It's nuts.
This is the Americanization part of it where, like, oh, let's get some, you know, American celebrity. Like, Derek Jeter's here. Fine, whatever. Like, Wayne Gretzky's there. I don't know what the hell Wayne Gretzky's doing there, but I assume Wayne Gretzky's there to support Team USA and his boy, Donald Trump. I don't think he has anything to do with Canada, to be honest. Like, in fact, I'm not even kidding. I guarantee you, like, I'd bet $1 million that Wayne Gretzky is not there through any invite, through anything Canadian, that he is there to support Donald Trump, that it has nothing to do with Team Canada or anything like that. But yeah, so we got a ton of stuff going on, but let's get down to the picks because my critiques of the World Cup draw could continue for hours, actually. Now we got Salma Hayek. Nothing wrong with that. Like, more Salma Hayek on TV. That's all right.
Yeah. Less Kevin Hart.
Like, just put Heidi, like, just, yeah, put all females on. If Rob, they just had, like, all right, it's Heidi Klum. I wouldn't be pitching. It's like, what's Kevin Hart doing here? Heidi Klum, whatever. She's German. She's always at these things, right? All right. So, big weekend of football. Let's get right to it here. Let's start off Friday night. I tell you, Rob, a team that I've been talking about all year that flew under the radar because, you know, only really degenerates really pay attention to that stuff, Kennesaw State. Kennesaw State, they were good to me. Like, I caught on to this team that they were the real deal, the Owls, and that they were a different team than they were in past years. You know, look, guys, they opened up the season. I brought it up, man. They lost 10-9 at Wake Forest. A football game I actually happened to watch by chance. You know, we watch, everyone watches everything. Everyone says, oh, I watch it all. But, like, it's impossible to see every game of every team. But I actually happened to see this game, and you'll love why. You know, you'll love it, Rob. It was on the CW network. CW network has Pac-2 football with Oregon State and Washington State, but they also have the scraps of the ACC teams.
That's right.
Right, like, they get the leftover scrap games of ACC. So I actually watched Kennesaw State nearly beat Wake Forest. And then the next week they got lit up. They went to Indiana and they got killed. But since then, they've just been a covering machine, right? They did stumble, ironically enough, of course, at Jacksonville State just 3 weeks ago, Rob. So interesting Conference USA championship game tonight.
It really is. It's hard to bet. Hard to bet against the home team here, I would think, even though Kennesaw's been really, really profitable all season long. You know, a lot of it, Gabe, early on with Kennesaw was these huge first quarters. Like Kennesaw, 14-0, 21-0 right away, and then teams couldn't catch up. In the Jacksonville State game, they were the team in chase mode, 32-13. Fourth quarter, they score a couple of really what you would call meaningless touchdowns, lose 35-26. When I looked at the total here, and it's risen, it's up to 60.5. I really don't know if I could recommend people getting there now at 60.5 to the over. Surprisingly, in that first game, I'll just give you some numbers here. There are a bunch of touchdowns, obviously. It was a 35-26 game. Only hit 61 points. But there were touchdown drives here, Gabe, of 513, 419, 521, 407. All these time-consuming drives. They only had three fast touchdowns in that game. And if it's up to Jacksonville State, there probably won't be any fast touchdowns in this game. They like to run it, grind it. I don't know that I could get to over 60.5 here. Of course, you know me. I probably won't play under either. Not mad at people playing Kennesaw. I thought there were better things on tonight's board to play. I didn't really touch it, but I don't think I would bet against the home team here.
I love the Kennesaw State story. They're 7-4-1 against the spread on the season, 9-3 straight up. But as Rob just stated, very difficult. Like, as nice of a story as it is for Kennesaw State, it's not like Jacksonville State or some football power that are used to being good either. Like, you know what I mean? They lost Rich Rodriguez and they've carried on. They'd like nothing better than to win a conference championship. And they've also beaten Kennesaw State three times in a row as well. So you got the home team, you've got the winning pedigree. They were a good team last year, Jacksonville State as well. Kennesaw State literally is like a Cinderella story here. I've got to go with the home team as well. Yet there's a, the other game, one of the other games tonight. I'm curious about Rob's take on it because of, I don't know if the home team's actually better, but James Madison. So the coach is leaving. Chesney's going to UCLA, but he's staying for this game, and he would stay if they made the playoffs somehow, which they potentially could, but it's a long shot, right? They, you know, they would need, they basically need, they would need Virginia to lose to Duke. And then the debate would come to like, all right, do we put a five-loss Duke team in, or do you go with a one-loss JMU team who lost to Louisville? Which leads me to believe, Rob, that JMU still are looking for style points on the way out here. Could be Chesney's, you know what I mean? Like, this is like the end of the era for them here. It's a lot of points, 23.5. Are you willing to lay it? And the total is 46.5.
You know, I did lay it, Gabe, but I isolated it. I played JMU first half. They're another team that when they're right, they get off to these really fast starts. JMU, as you mentioned, I think the if Duke were to win and James Madison became one of the five highest rated conference champions in the rankings, they would go. So certainly there's a lot to play for here. Chesney's been great. Isn't it interesting that Cignetti takes his JMU gig to Indiana and now Chesney follows to UCLA? They'll both be in the same conference here. But I like the James Madison offense here, Gabe, especially the running part of this offense. Troy doesn't defend the run whatsoever, give up 181 yards a game. JMU, if they have it their way. And remember that their quarterback, Alonzo Barnett, is incorporated into this running game. So for those who don't know, they got a big, you know, top-tier running back, Wayne Knight, and then the quarterback, Alonzo Barnett, factors into that running game. And if you get into deep analytics, you find out that Troy – and I don't know how they measure these, Gabe. Don't ask me. But there is a category of ranking of tackling. Troy ranks 112th in missed tackles in the country right now. You don't want to be that in cold weather against JMU. Cold here in the mid-Atlantic, by the way. For those who don't know, we're in the mid-20s. Be cold there tonight. Troy, they have to throw the football. Goose Crowder, the quarterback, came back a couple of weeks ago. But this is one of the best pass defenses in the country. I just, my thought was JMU gets on top. Troy has to throw. JMU secondary is locked down. They can't catch up. The margin extends. First half number here was 12 when I bet it. I think you see 12.5 now. But I still think James Madison probably gets off to anything in the vicinity of 21-7, 24-7 first half lead. So I didn't want to lay the huge points at the end, although your point about style points necessary is well taken. So maybe 23.5 isn't all that much. But the ingredients, this matchup specifically, the ingredients are there for a blowout. So I like JMU.
How wild is it, though, that you have a point spread right now of, let's see, 22.5, 23, up to 23.5. The total is 46.5. The point spread is half what the total is. Which often you don't see. I remember in the old days, like I used to try to like tease these games and my old school bookies wouldn't let me, like when the total was too high and the point spread was like, you know what I mean? Like you could get Troy plus 30.5 under over 39.5. Like it's just a weird number. I'm not saying I would do it, but I'm saying that the numbers are weird. But my point is you're up. You got a total of 46.5. You got a team favored by 24 points. Essentially, they're looking for style points. I guess the question is, how many points does Troy score? But Troy's not getting shut out. I mean, how do we not like the over 46.5 in this game?
Yeah, it's hard not to, Gabe, because just doing a simple math in my head, 35-13 is a very, very reasonable final score here. That's 48. 46.5 leaves the door open for anything to fall on 47, which is a key number when you're betting totals. 48 is a key number as well. So they really haven't taken that away from you. I think Troy's capable of 13. A backdoor touchdown could be possible here the way they throw the football. So, you know, it wasn't my first look, but I would not be mad at anybody playing over 46.5. In fact, I may get to the rack with that myself. I'm going to write it down here as we go along because I played first half JMU, but I think over 46.5 might be a good play.
I don't know if I'm watching the World Cup draw or the ESPYs. Now I've got Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kevin Hart on the stage.
Exactly.
It's like nuts.
They're not going to ever get to this draw, evidently, which I don't mind. It's like, yeah, whatever, dude. Like,
Aaron Judge.
We're doing the show, and we'll find out. We'll find out when we find out. Yeah, they got Aaron Judge up there as well. It's never ending. All right, so North Texas and Tulane. This is the intriguing one in the sense. This is massive, and this is something, you know, I'm just going to throw it out here. I saw that Scott Frost was bitching that college football is broken. It's like, dude, because you suck at it, and your team sucks. Doesn't mean college football is broken. And all this stuff about, oh, the NIL is ruining this and that, it's actually proved my point as to why salary caps hurt small markets and bad teams, right? Like, if you're in the NBA and there's a salary cap and everybody makes the same amount of money on all the teams, if you're the Sacramento Kings and you offer the best player, you, let's say Wembanyama is a free agent in a couple of years, and you tell Wembanyama, listen, we're going to give you $75 million a year to come play in Sacramento, why would he do it when he could say, well, the LA Lakers are offering me the exact same. I get the same thing to play for the Lakers, or I get the exact same to play for the Knicks or whatever city I want to live in and what team I want to play for that's good. When there's no limit to what you can spend, it makes everyone good. Look at college football, Rob. Vanderbilt are ranked in the top 25 of football and basketball now. North Texas and Tulane are about to play for a playoff spot. Don't tell me college football's broken, right? If you know what you're doing, and you don't have to have $28 million like Texas Tech, right? Look, man, you spend a couple of million, you get the right quarterback, you get a good coach. So I don't want to hear college football is broken, Rob, when the fact is North effing Texas and Tulane winner tonight is going to the college football playoffs. Doesn't seem broken to me, right? I mean, who would have thought? It's pretty exciting, actually. Wow. North Texas and Tulane. One of them is going to the playoffs. Tulane is 6-0 at home. You know they're freaking fired up, man, tonight here. Spot in the playoffs. You got Retzlaff, who, you know, hasn't been flashy, but he wins football games for them. Taking on a North Texas team that scored 52 or more in, what, five of their last six football games? Like, this offense, basically, you know, these guys, like, rack up 400 yards blindfolded. Rob, I know you follow North Texas closely because of the totals all year. We got a 66.5. Anytime I start to waver on a game, I should probably, like, I don't know, I don't have a great feel for it, because earlier in the week, I was like, wow, Tulane's a home underdog. It's going to be hard to get in front of. Now is game time approach, and I like Summerall a little bit better. I just think, you know what I mean? I like this Tulane team. But as game time approaches, I'm buying into the sizzle more than the steak almost, and I'm thinking, I don't know if Tulane can keep up with North Texas for 3 hours, Rob.
I would agree, because I like the North Texas side, but there's plenty of concern. I mean, you could debate this one back and forth, both sides, Gabe. I mean, in defense of Tulane, it's a team that lost this game last year, so there's extra motivation to win it. Both head coaches are going on to better jobs, right? Eric Morris has a new job. John Summerall has a new job, so we can't even use the coach leaving theory. They're staying to coach this game as far as, you know, team wanting to win on the way out. To me, where the quarterbacks come into play, it's just Retzlaff has made way too many mistakes this year for Tulane. He seems to always get in the way of a monster offensive day, where Mestemaker, the freshman for North Texas, doesn't get in the way of anything. You got to love what Eric Morris did here with this team, and especially on the defensive side of the football. I know they give up big points, but they're so much better defensively than they were last year. They're capable of one or two stops. Take a look at their last six games.
Actually, they gave up 24 points a game, actually, which surprised me. Yeah, it surprised me.
No more than 25 the last 6 weeks. It's crazy how good they've been. So for me, I was willing to lay less than a field goal with them, thinking they could outscore Tulane on this field. They didn't play this season, so we have no series history to look at here. But for me, I wanted the quarterback that makes the least mistakes. That's Mestemaker. And I just think that team is so good offensively. They're difficult to stop. And Tulane, for what it's worth, the end of the year, their defense went down the drain a little bit. That was another factor in my handicap here of North Texas.
Cam, who are you going to play, North Texas or Tulane?
You guys bring up great points for North Texas. I just think the revenge factor from losing last year, I'm going to go with Tulane. I wish we got a field goal, but I can just see it stuck at 2.5. I just believe big moment. They're the home team in this game. I will take them, Gabe, but I'm going to say there's a lot to like about North Texas. And you guys talked about the improving defense, but I think Tulane will be ready in this spot. I think a little bit of time, they'll be back in business. It's going to be a very tight game. I'm not even sure about the total, Marenzi. You bring up good points. As you say, you need a total clean ride to get to 67, but I'll take the underdog in Tulane. I think this is going to be a 3 or 4 point game. I'll take the dog. Give me the green wave.
I do think there's going to be points, Rob. I mean, we can't, I know that the defense has gotten better for North Texas, but it's not just a championship game, guys. It's a game to go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's a playoff spot on the line here for the winner tonight. Weather doesn't really seem to be a factor, though, Rob, tonight. You know, 52 degrees, not windy right in New Orleans. Hard to bet the under. I get it if you don't want to bet the over, but what's your opinion on the total?
Yeah, I could never play under in this game, Gabe. I would like to, you know, would have liked to have it a little bit earlier. 66 is a pretty crucial number when we're playing totals in the high 60s, 35, 31, 42, 24, 38, 28, et cetera, et cetera. And now you have to get to the next level. But it could be 2-point conversions involved and whatnot. Somebody's going to have to chase. The only way it doesn't get over, Gabe, is if Tulane can grind out possessions. And I just don't know that they're good enough to run the football consistently at North Texas run defense and dictate the game that way. At some point in time, if they have to chase and put the ball in the air, we could see score, 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 score.
Now, when I said college football isn't broken, there's a lot that is not right about it. But I think the powers that be complain about the wrong things. Like, the thing that bothers them the most is the amount of money that the players make. And the thing that bothers them the most is the transfer stuff. You never hear Congress really, like, flipping out about coaches and athletic directors or teams leaving conferences. And or this one's weird. And, Rob, I know you follow the Mountain West closely, but UNLV and Boise State, how the hell are we even having this game? Like, I see the final. I was like, am I missing something here? Like, they're not even the best team. Like, this, it's bizarro world, but they went to their computer rankings once again, Rob, to decide who the best teams were.
Yeah, Dan Mullen was throwing a fit Saturday night about how can a 10-2 team not get in. And, of course, he wound up getting in. Huge line movement in this game, Gabe, because the quarterback situation for Boise State, right? Maddox Madsen back in running the show. And these two teams did play once this year. And it wasn't a good day for the UNLV defense. They didn't have a lot of good days this year. But Boise had 6 touchdown drives, guys, between 68 and 82 yards. These are not short field drives where they got a turnover and pushed it in from 20 yards out. They went 68 or better 6 times on that defense. This happens to be a total that I do like the over, because UNLV, for what it's worth, they have the ability to score on just about anybody. The conditions are not ideal for UNLV to be going up into Boise into 18 degree weather or whatever it's going to be up there tonight.
It doesn't sound, I don't know, like, you know, we'll see, weather reports are often wrong, but it seems like UNLV are catching a little bit of a break. It's eased up, because I've been following the weather here all weekend. As of now, they're saying it's going to be 38 degrees tonight and kind of just raining a bit off and on, as opposed to earlier in the week, Rob. I was thinking more like 30 degrees and wet sleet rain type stuff. So looks like the weather could be okay. There's been a big move on the line with Boise popping up to 5 now, Vino.
Yeah, all due to the quarterback situation, right? Because Madsen didn't play the last couple of games. Now he's going to get back in the saddle. Like I say, they did wonders offensively against this team the first time around. The key to the weather report, Gabe, and certainly it helps, Anthony Calandria is probably the better quarterback on the field. He's the quarterback of UNLV, pass and run. I think he's better than Madsen. Madsen's got the experience because he was in the college football playoff last year with Boise. I just think points is going to be the outcome here, up and down. I could see this one getting into the 60s. UNLV with Thomas back at running back. They just run the football so well. And Mullen's creativity on offense is huge, too. So for me, it's up and over 59.5. Even though it's been pushed from 56.5 to 59.5, I still think it gets over.
Up to 5 points right now. Unbelievable. And, man, like I said, Boise State are lucky. I think New Mexico got screwed. New Mexico beat these teams, and they're the ones on the outside looking in here, but it is what it is. And Boise were lucky to win last week, that 25-24 game against Utah State. Yet, with all that being stated, history has not been kind to UNLV when they play Boise State. like Boise State have owned them. Like they played twice last year. Boise beat them 56-31 and 21. They beat them 56-31 earlier this year. They played twice last year, 21-7, 29-24, 44-20, 38-13. They're 9-0 against UNLV over the years. Ken, what are you doing? Are you going to take the Rebels plus 5, or does Boise State get it done at home?
These games are tough. I think Boise State might win this game, but now ask him to win by more than 5, Gabe. And you talk about steam movements. Good call, Rob, with the quarterback switch. But I'm going to tell you, 5 points is I get it. UNLV got murdered by these guys earlier on in the year on the road. But, you know, maybe this time it's a little bit of a revenge spot. This game could get into the 70s or 80s, Gabe. So I think the total, you guys are right. I expected it to be even higher than it is. But I'm going to take a shot with the Rebels. Small play. These games are very, very difficult. I know Boise State owns UNLV, but 5 points, maybe it's a tight game and it comes down to the wire. Give me Dan Mullen and the Rebels.
Rob, you're a big numbers guy. What do you? I saw. What is it? The UNLV give up like 7.1 yards a play on offense. On defense,
that's
like,
not good.
It's bad.
Yeah,
it's bad. Bad. They, like their defense is bad. Like I was going to bring up the tackling stuff. They have to be at the bottom of the tackling rate. Like they are terrible tacklers. They're not very big, and like they give up chunks. I mean, hell, remember Rob, the Campbell quarterback threw for 400 plus on them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're gonna, like I say, that the fact that Boise had 6 TD drives of 68 yards or more tells you all you need to know, that they can go the length of the field and they can do it quickly against this team, like you say, in chunks. It is a rematch of last year's Mountain West Championship game, which, as you mentioned, Gabe, won by Boise.
21-7. So we'll that was a lower one.
Yeah.
Look, we'll they played what, earlier this year. It was 56-31.
Yeah. Like, points.
I mean, Mullen came in. He did wonders with the offense. He's got to go to work on the defense. That's for sure.
He's probably going to end up going to work somewhere else.
What do you think about the side, though, Gabe? To be honest, are you surprised? Like, that thing opened up, and guys, that's a pretty big line movement. What was it, like three to five? Like,
yeah, it's a big jump.
It is.
I don't know if it's all so much Madsen, because like Rob said, I don't think Madsen's very good, Rob. I don't like ripping college quarterbacks, but they get paid now, so I don't mind doing it. Like, so he was the problem last year against Penn State. They could have beaten Penn State. Like, he was overwhelmed. Like, he was just point-blank overwhelmed. This year, South Florida, overwhelmed. Against good teams, he gets overwhelmed, this kid, except he's playing a cupcake defense at home. He ain't playing Penn State at Penn State now. Right. So I can see things just being more fluid. And I like the UNLV program. I got a soft spot in my heart for them. I'd love to see, you know what I mean? But it's one of these deals, Cam, where it's like, you know, earlier in the week, maybe UNLV can do this. It's like, no, they won't. They never beat them. I don't think it starts now tonight. Mullen's done a great job, but the home field will just be too much. BYU's just going to pound the rock and run the ball down their throat all night.
Yeah, maybe just the over in the play. I want to put a small play just because of the line movement. But you guys are right. Like, I already have Boise State in a money line parlay, and now I'm trying to middle, but it's only a 5-point middle. So we'll see. But, yeah, there should be, like, the fact that, don't you guys think, like, it's going to be probably pretty similar to the earlier game. Like, we could get into the 80s here.
I think so. I tell you what else, guys. If Madsen does happen to get hurt in this game, we saw the last 2 weeks. Boise State's backup situation is horrendous. They're lucky to win last week, Gabe, like you say, and that come from behind. They were not impressive whatsoever.
Cutworth? Yeah, he's a problem.
Yeah.
Cutworth.
Mrs. Butterworth? No, he's. I got to tell you, you're right, Gabe. I had Utah State as the last game of a huge parlay, too. I'm like, how the hell did they lose this game? Like, they had that game, like, I thought under control, but got to give Boise
it's
credit.
One of those, they're Utah State, and it's Boise State. Like, it's in this conference, they are the Georgia, Alabama. Like, they.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
They will find a way to win these games. And now they got a conference championship on the line tonight on their home field. I don't see them losing the football game. All right, we'll blast through. How many more minutes you got here, Rob? I know you got to get going shortly. So let us know.
When I got about 10.
All right, perfect. So, all right, Miami, Western Michigan, perfect conditions, Ford Field. Miami, Ohio's quarterback isn't there. I don't know what the hell this kid got. Like, what happened with that whole Finn stuff? Why he left when he did to prepare for the NFL draft, which is just bizarro world. But here we are right now. So Miami, Ohio won their last two games to get here. But it was against Ball State and Buffalo only. And then you got a Western Michigan team that's been on a roll. I mean, they've stumbled once since in conference play. And that was against Miami, Ohio. This, you know, Western Michigan are the better football team. Miami, Ohio don't have their quarterback. Again, it's been a couple of weeks. And, oh, yeah, it's in the home state of Western Michigan. What am I missing here, Rob? Give me the Broncos.
Yeah, you know what? This was my blind faith play, Gabe, honest to God. Western Michigan, obviously a running football team. They have to run the football. Not that great throwing the football, but they've run it on everybody this year. Losing Daquan Finn, don't ask me what he's prepping for the NFL for, because he's probably he's an undrafted free agent at best in the NFL, so I don't know what he's prepping for. Something did happen there. But I have blind faith in Chuck Martin as a head coach for Miami of Ohio, so I made my small play on that side. I was thankful that it's not in Kalamazoo, the home of Western Michigan. It's going to be on a neutral with good climate conditions. The quarterback switch has not seemed to hurt Miami of Ohio whatsoever. In fact, I was reading a couple of coaching quotes where Chuck Martin, you know, he's a guy who's very sterile in his comments, but you could almost read between the lines that he's happier with the situation now. So I took Miami of Ohio, but again, nothing statistical to give you, nothing earth-breaking to give you. Just I have blind faith in this guy to win games.
Yeah, they're another pedigree team. Them and Ohio. Mm-hmm. Ohio, the Ohio Bobcats are one of those. You can just sort of trust them. It's a tough one. We're going to be on. Me and Cam will be on Saturday morning at noon for this game. BYU Texas Tech is also at noon Eastern. Another rematch game. Texas Tech beat them down in the first matchup this year. Although it wasn't a track meet. It was 29-7. We have a big point spread in this one, although the total isn't insanely high in this game at 49 in Jerry's World, Cowboy Stadium. What do you think of that one, Rob?
You know, I had Texas Tech the first time, Gabe, and that game got steamed all the way to the opener of this one, which it was 11.5, I think, when it closed the first time they met. Opened 11.5 here, bet up to 12.5. I did have Texas Tech. And I have to say, early on, BYU had a multitude of opportunities. They just didn't cash in. If they cash anything in here, 12.5 is going to become pretty large. I don't want to bet against Texas Tech. I've been on them all season long. They've made me all kinds of money. They have so much ability offensively to score quick, score however, rush, run, pass. And the defense, especially the pressure that they apply to an opposing quarterback, is so good. But again, Sataki, a really good head coach, and they may make some adjustments here that are worthy of taking them plus 12.5. I can't get involved inside. I'll be a little bit against the market here.
What about the under?
And if I'm going to play, I'm going to play over 49.5. I just think that's too low for a college football game, regardless of how good the defenses are here.
Yeah, playing on this fast track, there's going to be points. Texas mm-hmm. Tech are going to dial things up heading into the playoffs here. Boise should be able to score. They're going to score more than the 7 that they scored the first time around. I'm really looking forward to the Georgia-Alabama game, actually. Right. And we'll see what they do with Bama. If Bama loses, they'll probably find a way for them, you know, just because this SEC stuff. But Georgia really struggled with Bama all the time for whatever reason. Kirby Smart, they beat everybody else all the time, but they've literally lost 9 of the last 10 times that they played. The only time they beat them was in a national championship game, which was a good one to choose to beat them. But he's 1-7, Kirby Smart. And they lost the game earlier this year, 24-21. I actually really do believe that it's payback this time. The Georgia really want this. I don't think Bama are great, actually. I don't think Bama are a great 10-2 team. I think Georgia are better than they are. Stockton's playing great football right now. I like Georgia in that one. And I was going to say, Rob, if there was one total of the day, like one over on Saturday, that if I had to bet, if someone said, all right, Marek, because I was thinking about this, all right, which is, you know, the one, isn't it Duke and Virginia? Duke and Virginia, 57.5, Rob. What do you think of that game? And what do you think of the SEC, ACC, and Big Ten before we wrap it up with the college?
Yeah, real quick here. I'm going to try and get my money back with that Duke-Virginia game, Gabe, because I had that total over the first time around. And there were ridiculous circumstances that you run into when you lose over bets that are priced in this range. Drive the length of the field, turn it over inside the red zone, drive back the length of the field, miss a field goal, drive back the length of the field, get stoned on fourth down. Every bit of that happened in that first meeting. If it doesn't happen here, and I tell you what else, I expect Manny Diaz to just, he's 7-5. What's he got to lose? Open the playbook, go after this Virginia team. And Virginia with Chandler Morris, really, really good at scoring as well. So I like that over. You know, I often come on this show and you will be quick to say that SEC totals, you know, let's play these things over. They're high scoring anymore. And I feel that way about the Georgia-Alabama game. When you said you don't think either team is great, I'd take it a step further and say I don't think either defense is really that great this year. So I think 48's a little bit low in that one. And then the nightcap, you know, I really would love to get to Indiana in some way, shape, or form. And maybe I will, just on a personal level, not a client level. But I think Cignetti, it's a few tries now at these big teams. One of these times he's going to knock somebody off. We'll see if it's here. I just don't have the – I guess at this point in time, I just don't have the cojones to bet against this Ohio State defense. But, man, I want to play Indiana in that game.
Why? I mean, Rupp, Ohio State are very beatable. I mean, they're only 10-1-1 against the spread this year. I can't believe that they've actually covered that much.
Crazy.
Right? But, hell, if it's I thought Michigan defense, could beat them, I got to think Indiana could beat them. Well, okay, so we'll wrap it up. The total's 46.5 there, Rupp. Indoors, NFL field, Sain, Julian Sain, Mendoza, yeah. Heisman Trophy on the line. I get it. They're both great defenses. But, come on, how do we not get the 47 points?
Yeah, they didn't the first time, did they? I was thinking the same thing. Hey, Gabe, you can might as well wait it out because there's 46.5 showing up now. Well, that actually give
year.
Us.
So last year it was 38-15. So you're right. It stayed under last year.
But that's an over this year. So that's a good sign. Yeah. 53 is an over in this case.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. You know what? It was actually 52.5 last year, the game. All right, Rob, we'll get you out of here, but NFL football, big games this weekend coming in the NFL. Is there one or two games that catch your eye more than anything else?
Yeah, I like the fact that Jaden Daniels is going to be back for Washington. Guys, that Monday night game against Denver, they were pretty impressive without Daniels. Mariota, they went to a quick game passing-wise. Minnesota's been a mess all season long at quarterback. I could see the Commanders. I don't think they've given up. Where big games are concerned, I don't really have a good opinion on Pittsburgh-Baltimore, guys. Don't like either of those teams. I do think the Buffalo-Cincinnati game gets over. I think you probably see a shootout, but I've been playing Cincinnati overs in some way, shape, or form all season long. The one upset of big games that I think may occur is the Houston Texans against KC, taking more than the field goal with that defense. Kansas City still hasn't gotten on track offensively all season long. So I would look there. And if Justin Herbert's good to go in that game Monday night, I think the Chargers win, to tell you the truth. That injury to Jalen Carter in the middle for Philadelphia after they just got pushed around by the Chicago offensive line. And Jim Harbaugh, known for being able to push people around, even without his top two tackles, I think the Chargers probably win that game. So Chargers, Houston, Cincy, and Buffalo over. And a look towards the Commanders just off the top of my head is plays that I've made already.
There's no doubt that Justin Herbert is better than Trey Lance. But one thing, just if Trey Lance plays, it is unpredictable, right? They sort of have up that up their sleeve. You don't really know what kind of offense they're going to fully run. But, Rob, great stuff. We'll start, next time we speak, we'll know the college football playoffs, but college basketball season rolling on right now. And I'll just quickly say this on the way out, because I know you've been tailing and watching the Michigan Wolverines play. That was a hell of a week that they had in Las Vegas, dismantling the teams the way that they did. People paid attention. I'm not even happy about it that people paid attention, right? They became the favorites to win the national championship right now at plus 750. But do you agree? My eyeball, and it's early, but watching right now, if I think, all right, who are the four best teams in the country? I say Michigan, and this isn't really even in order, but if my final four, Michigan, Duke, UConn, Arizona. I think those are the four best teams in the country right now, Rob.
I might replace Arizona with Michigan State. Izzo's team's been really, really impressive, but I can't argue the other three at all. Those five right there look like they have a little bit of separation early on.
Michigan State only spending $3.7 million on players. It's unbelievable what Izzo is doing. Like, it's like, wow. He beat a Kentucky team that was dropping $23 million. Rob, it's always a pleasure, my man. Great stuff as always, Rob. Thank you.
Take care, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's Rob Vino with his awesome stuff with Rob Vino. So, yeah, big games this weekend in the National Football League, including the Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday night football camp. Listen, the Chiefs now, they literally need to win out. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it for them. Like, they're not mathematically eliminated yet, but they would have to win every football game. And they don't even control their own destiny anymore. But the Chiefs are aware of the situation. So just because you want to win a game doesn't mean you're going to. Houston are the better team right now. Now you're getting 3.5. I personally like the Houston Texans in that game. I'm on the underdogs this week. I'm going to take the Houston Texans plus 3.5. The Chicago Bears plus 6.5 at Green Bay. And the Jacksonville Jaguars plus 1.5. So there's three underdogs I like. Jags plus 1.5, Bears plus 6.5, Texans plus 3.5. Buffalo Bills and the Bengals are now up to 6. The total is 53 in that game. And I do agree with Rob that that game will be a track meet. Joe Burrow and Josh Allen are about to get after it in this game. Both their defenses are subpar. Let's call it out for what it is. I would not lay 6 points with the Buffalo Bills either. I think that game is going to be super close and a track meet, but I do like the over 53. What are your best bets in the NFL, Ken?
I agree. I love that total with the Bills game at over 53. I think there's going to be back and forth. I think the Bills will win, but you're right, Marenzi. It's probably going to be right around the number. I disagree with you on one game. I'm going to be a little bit contrarian, and the Bears have been probably the most underrated team and underappreciated team in the league. But I think this is the week that Green Bay actually punches these guys in the face, and I think they get to Caleb Williams and win this game by over a touchdown. I like the Packers in this spot. I kind of agree with you with the Houston Texans. I worry about Kansas City at that 3.5, but we've been fading Kansas City, Marenzi, and doing really, really well in all their games. They're not covering games. They're not winning games, but Houston's defense is awesome. I just worry about one last bullet for the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm kind of with Vino. And Philadelphia, LA, this is a kind of a contrarian one. I like the under 41.5. I see a lot of defense in this game and not a lot of offense.
Jacksonville and Indianapolis, massive game.
Huge.
Big time game for both teams. Indianapolis are kind of trending in the wrong direction, in my opinion, right now. I just don't really like this Jacksonville team that much, but I've got to give them credit. They're playing good football. It's just, it's a tough game, but I do think the Jags are, it's more of an anti-Colt play almost, more so than a pro Jag play. Listen, the Miami Dolphins just keep winning. Here's another one too. I like the Dolphins this week again. I've been riding the Dolphins during this win streak. It's, it frustrates Dolphin fans in a sense, because now It's like, wow, McDaniel's definitely coming back. And who knows, maybe Tua will be back now as well. Although I wouldn't be surprised if they move on from Tua, but McDaniel will definitely be back. The Seattle Seahawks, 7-point favorites in Atlanta. Seattle have been a great road team, Cam, but normally they're not favored by 7 on the road.
I'm going to tell you, Gabe, and as a Seahawks fan, this game gives me pause for concern. And let me tell you, remember that Tennessee game? The Titans covered against them. Seattle doesn't have the ability a lot of the time to extend. They did it against the Saints, but you're right. Great on the East Coast, but now, Gabe, on FanDuel, it's 6.5. This feels like a bait line. I hate to tell people, but I think Atlanta and Kirk Cousins has actually played better than anticipated. I think Seattle wins a squeaker in this game. I think Atlanta's going to cover. Call me crazy, but I think this game is closer. If you're going to give me 7 points, I think the Seahawks win this game by like 4.
So we will be live on Sports Grid Saturday at noon. So we'll have the MAC championship game at noon. We'll have the Big 12 conference championship game going on. There'll be the other college football playoff games going on as well. So there'll be other football games going on. And now, honestly, like in-game live, it's been very focused, college football all season, but we'll obviously hit the college basketball board tomorrow and everything else that's going on, because there's a limited amount of college football games. But as I stated, so you've got at noon, you got the BYU-Texas Tech game. We got Miami, Ohio, Western Michigan. Yet the college football playoffs roll on as well. So you got South Dakota at Mercer, Villanova at Lehigh, Abilene Christian at Stephen F. Austin, Illinois State at North Dakota State, North Dakota at Tarleton State, Prairie View A&M at Jackson State, South Dakota State at Montana. Ooh, that's a big-time game. And last week when we were on, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the Ivy League and how the Ivy League were sending teams to the FCS playoffs for the first time. And how was it going to work out? And it wasn't working out well. Like, basically, we checked in last week, and Harvard were losing like 31-0 at the half, and Yale were getting murdered. Yale pulled off one of the biggest comebacks in like football history last week.
It was crazy.
And have actually advanced in the college football playoffs. Now they play Montana State, and now they're getting 28.5 points. This will not end well for Yale this time. This time they're going to get murdered for real. And they won't come back. I know it's a lot of points, but look for the over 56.5 in this game. And Montana State is ruthless. So that game is at 2:00 Eastern. And then there's it's 4:00 Eastern. Georgia, Alabama. I love the Georgia Bulldogs in this game. And then Saturday night, you got Duke, Virginia. That's going to be a fun game. Virginia playing to get into the playoffs. Indiana, Ohio State's at 8:00. And late night special, Rhode Island at UC Davis. UC Davis lay 5.5 to the Rams, total 56.5. So there's football all day long, Cam, besides just the conference championship.
Also, Gabe, we talked about Villanova. They absolutely murdered Harvard in their game, and they're playing actually just funny. I was just checking out these, the FCF playoffs. The Lehigh Mountain Hawks are undefeated. They haven't lost a game this year, and Villanova looked fantastic last week. So 10-2 Villanova against Lehigh, kind of an underrated game this week for us. Should be fun.
I think Villanova get it done.
I'm going to take Villanova too.
There's different levels to this. And we've got the MLS Cup. So that game is going to start while we'll be on tomorrow. That starts at 2:30 Eastern time, kind of being overshadowed by the World Cup draw on Friday today. But as big as it gets, guys, you've got World Cup winners. Like, there's a million World Cup participants, like guys that are going to be on World Cup teams that are in this game. Miami and Vancouver played in the CONCACAF Champions Cup this year. Miami beat them twice. So Vancouver beat Miami twice. So if Vancouver's going to pull this off and be champions, they have literally earned it. They have seriously earned it by beating Miami 3 times in a season and beating Miami twice in Miami. Weather is going to be, it's not too hot, so weather is going to be perfect. This is going to be a difficult test for the Vancouver Whitecaps, but they've passed every test. They've been in so many games this year where it's like, well, they're overmatched, and we're asking a little much now, right? They made it. They beat Miami twice. They ran the table. They got to the CONCACAF Champions Final. right? But they had to play in Mexico in Cruz Azul. Did they get poisoned? Was it random food poisoning? Were they drugged? Right? Some feel like, yeah, they were. Remember Jesse Marsh, the Canadian coach, said, listen, this isn't the first time Columbus got drugged last year. They got, like, there's something going on here. So, and they got lit up in that game, right? They made it to the Canadian championship final. They won the Canadian Cup this year. Vancouver, one of the few teams ever to, like, play in every possible final that they were in a tournament in, right? They made it to the CONCACAF final. They made it to the Canadian Cup final. Now they made it to the MLS Cup final. People thought, oh, it's going to be tough to beat San Diego and San Diego are the one seed. Vancouver beat them easily. It was 3-0, like in the first half. They beat them three. They hung on for a 3-1 win. Then it was like, oh, man, like LAFC, man, these guys are the champs. And, like, they've got the Korean superstar. Vancouver played with two men down for 25 minutes and still won somehow. So I don't like using the term team of destiny, but and, oh, yeah, the MLS commissioner is threatening to take the team away from Vancouver yesterday. Yeah,
what the hell's going on with that? Like, nice timing. Like,
yeah, they sell 54,000 tickets, and he's crying. Like, there's what so many dick. Sucky franchises in the league that struggle, and he's picking on Vancouver. But it's all about bullying away to a new stadium. So there's always controversy. There's always drama around the team. Yet they've overcome it. Nobody believes in them again. Inter Miami are -125 favorites. Vancouver at +290 to win in regulation. Listen, sprinkle on the 290 in regulation just because they've proven everyone wrong all the time. But I do get the feeling extra time is in the cards here. I could see this game being a draw after 90 minutes and a crazy high scoring draw, like 2-2 after 90 minutes. Draws +333. The 2.5 is -225. Yeah. I love that for parlay material over 2.5, or even just want to lay the 225, whatever. The game, it ain't going to be 1-1 or 1-0 or something, guys. Like, it's probably going to be like, I wouldn't be surprised, like, if the final score is 3-2.
I put together one with over 2.5. As you said, it's -250 on FanDuel, a little bit higher, but over 2.5 goals with the Inter Miami and Vancouver with Texas Tech money line is 140.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah,
that's not bad. And they're at this pretty much the same time, too, right? Like, this is an early morning. It's an early game, this Inter Miami. So, yeah, good call there, Cam. I like that play. I'm going to mix some up. I'm going to take Vancouver, like, +2.5 and, like, on goal lines. But also, for me, basically, I'm a fan. But also, for me, it's basically, I think the bet is who lifts the trophy.
Yeah,
Vancouver to lift the trophy is +162. So basically, you're getting +162, and they win in a shootout, fine. They win in extra time, fine. They win in regulation, all right. You don't get to +290, but you get to +162. But like I said, we will sprinkle on all of it. Mueller's the one that takes penalty kicks for Vancouver. So you know what? For him to score, he has been incredibly consistent. Yet, Brian White is the guy, right? And Brian White is the guy. You're getting +150 on a Brian White goal. That's a pretty nice number, actually. Mueller's +220 for the record, but Brian White is the striker for the Vancouver Whitecaps. Give me Brian White to score +150. We'll have more props, obviously, in the morning. And I'm nervous, fired up for this game. I want to get this championship home. Vancouver hasn't won a championship. They won the Women's Soccer League this year, the Canadian Women's Soccer League. But besides that, they haven't won a championship since the BC Lions in, like, 2011 or whatever. Right? So it's been a while. Right? So it's a big time, or 2013, 14, whatever the hell. Like, it's been like 11 years since there's been a champ. Like, MLS Cup would be a big deal here. Love to see them pull this off, and I think they will. Vancouver's going to shock the world and win the game, like, 3-2, I think. So we'll be on live tomorrow for this.
Dave, I know we'll talk about the draw, but I think what happened from what I'm watching is Canada might have Italy if they win their playoff and get through in Group B.
Yeah, there's a lot of sequences that could still play out in the with the wild card and the group play stuff.
Crazy.
We'll break down the brackets next week. So thanks to Rob Vino for stepping up and in. We'll see you on the grid. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.